U.S. Senate Democrats voted today to change the rules on filibustering. This comes after President Obama has found his nominations have the legislative equivalent of a roadblock. Denise Guerra reports on why some believe the right to filibuster is out of control.
Usually the term going nuclear means something has become so serious that it's borderline insane. In this case, Senate Democrats say that the threat of the filibuster is so out of hand that their only step is to invoke the nuclear option. Or simply put, they voted to remove the filibuster when it comes to approving judicial nominations by the president. Now, a presidential appointment only requires a simple majority of 51%. President Obama explains,
"My judicial nominees have waited nearly 2.5 times longer to receive yes or no votes on the Senate floor than those of President Bush. And the ones who eventually do get a vote generally are confirmed with little, if any, dissent. So this isn't obstruction on substance. It's just to gum up the works."
Senator Joe Manchin, the 3rd of West Virginia, was one of only 3 Democrats to vote against the rule change, saying in a statement that the rule changes went, quote, too far, and that the filibuster is a vital protection of the minority views. But according to UCLA political science professor Barbara Sinclair, in the 1960s, the filibuster was mainly used to block civil rights legislation.
The filibuster was never explicitly written into Senate rules. If you look at where it was used the most, it was to prevent civil rights legislation. Real question about whether you think that was such a good thing.
For most Americans, the thought of using the filibuster conjures memories of marathon speeches aimed to delay a vote from going forward. To prevent that, Gregory Koger, a political scientist, said some legislatures would use a cloture petition to block a filibuster.
One senator would threaten to filibuster, and the other senators would then say, well, okay, let's file a cloture petition, we'll wait 2 days, and then we'll see if we have enough votes to shut you up. But in the medium and long run, what that meant is that any senator could threaten to filibuster anything.
There have been 128 filibusters of nominees in the history of the Senate by both political parties. Half of those occurred during the Obama administration. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.